Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. A state investigation has found nearly 60, quote, willful violations at the Bucksnort factory where a massive explosion killed 16 workers in October. The Tennessean reports the state's Occupational Safety and Health Administration is issuing more than $3 million in penalties to the company, Accurate Energetic Systems. The state is looking to change the makeup of utility boards. A bill, which advanced this week, would require that utilities serving residents in surrounding counties add voting board members to represent those customers. The House version of the legislation would impact 16 different utilities around the state. But in the Senate, lawmakers added a requirement pertaining to size, so it would impact only the Nashville Electric Service. And the bill is, in part, a response to NES's handling of Winter Storm Fern, which saw thousands of customers go without electricity for days on end. Various proposals on this topic have been put forth this session. Senate Majority Leader Jack Johnson from Williamson County, who had sponsored a previous version, expressed his support in committee yesterday for the latest attempt.
If you have a municipal utility that is servicing 50,000 people outside of its jurisdiction, I think it's altogether reasonable that those outlying counties have representation on that board. The county that I represent will be impacted by this and will gain representation on the NES board as a result of this legislation. So on behalf of my many thousands of constituents that were impacted during this ice storm, I'm grateful for the bill.
There have been some concerns from utility representatives about equal balance. Surrounding county customers make up roughly 12% of the customer base, but if the bill passes, they would be represented by more than 40% of the board. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.